little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. The medicine go down. The medicine go down. A little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. Makes the medicine go down. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bailey, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. A little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down. Yes, that lovely Mary Poppin tune. Think about it. We're inclined to take things. We want to have food, want to have water, want to have air. Those are fundamental things, aren't they? And we're inclined to take them. Now, there's a story, you've all heard it, about the sun and the wind. And the sun and the wind were having a discussion one day about who was the strongest, who was the most powerful. And so along came a man who was wearing a coat, and the weather was pleasant but a little inclement. And so the sun bet the wind, and the wind bet the sun that they could make that man take off his coat. And so first the wind tried, and the wind blew and blew and blew. And the more the wind blew, the tighter the man wrapped his coat around himself. And then it was the sun's turn. And the sun gently warmed the man and surrounded him with a happy, wonderful, warm feeling. And the man unbuttoned his coat. And the sun continued the gentle warming. Not super hot, just gentle warming. And the man took off his coat. And the sun and the wind really never found their argument beneficial, but it was humorous to a degree. We can blow and blow and blow. We can do all the things that we need to do. We can take all the outward medicines that we need to take, and all they do is to make us tighter and tighter, because what we're doing is we're going against the nature of our body. But you say that the medicine heals our body, the medicine does things to our body to make our body comfortable so we can continue living when we have a problem. And we would say, well, now the sun, it warms our body and makes us feel comfortable and peaceful, and we're relaxed. And perhaps that's the most magnificent healing that could take place in our bodies and in our minds. When we're at peace, when we are peace within ourselves, when we are peace, then everything seems to go in perfect divine order. When we are not peace, then we are uptight, and it's like the wind blowing, causing us to tighten up our coat, causing us to cringe, causing us to sort of withdraw all of our relaxed attitude and make all of our our glands tighten up so they don't function properly. And in a way, medicine's like that, and in a way, medicine is a help. It all depends now. Now, the doctor will say to you, this medicine is beneficial for you. What this medicine will do, it will help you to alleviate the problem that you have of this virus or whatever is disturbing your system, and it will wash it out of your system, it'll make it invalid, it'll take away its power. But you have to take the pills from the beginning to the end. Use up every one that's in the bottle, because, as the doctor would say, I have planned that so that it leaves you clean as a whistle. Our tendency is to take the pills, and we start feeling better, so we feel we don't need the pills anymore. And then we feel just wonderful, and we certainly don't need the pills anymore, and we stop. Meanwhile, the little virus that had not been too active before says, hey, I'm free again, I can grow again, and it starts multiplying. And it starts being a negative influence in our life, and we have to go through the whole process again. Now, that's the reason we take the pills until the bottle's empty. Now, the same thing goes for our positive attitude about ourselves. If I say, I like me, all is in divine order. I like me, all is in divine order. And I say that again and again and again. And I say that in my sleep, in my wake, I say that all the time. And then I start to feel very good. I start to feel peace. I start to feel gentleness. I start to feel fantastic. And you can be sure, the minute I start to feel good, I stop saying my affirmation. I stop repeating the truth about myself. And those little attitudes about me, which are in my system, and have not been washed away or have not been supplanted by the positive me, they say, he's taken away the damper, I can go again. And so they start to reiterate themselves. And as they iterate themselves into our life, then we begin to have that same situation we had before. It's like the medicine, you know. If we don't take it till the bottle's empty, we haven't cleaned up all of the virus in our system that the medicine is supposed to be taking care of. And with the positive thinking, with the positive statements about ourselves, with the realization of who and what we are, we haven't finished the job. Now, the job is this. The medicine is supposed to sort of make the viruses invalid, okay? It allows your system to be strong enough so the viruses no longer have any effect on them. Our positive attitude, our statement of truth about ourselves, is building in our system and developing in our system so that we will have the strength with these positive statements to stand up to any condition that may come along in our life. Any condition. We'll be able to stand up to any condition that says that we are unhappy, we are sick, we are poor, we are limited in any way. You see, a positive statement is a statement that is our reality, the truth about us, and the negative statement might be considered the virus. The virus that works in our system and wants to take over. Now, the positive statement wants to take over too. These are great things. Now, what are we going to do? How are we going to look at this? How are we going to think about positive statements? And how are we going to think about positive attitudes in a positive world? How are we going to do that? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to think about who we are and what we are. Now, we take a pill because we want to return to our original purity and integrity. And the pill helps us do that to a degree. But we have to do the returning. We have to do the returning, and we have to do the comeback to our original purity and integrity. We have to do that work that brings that about. We have to change those attitudes within our consciousness. And we change those attitudes only as we wash out the old laundry, as we put that positive cause in motion and have that positive cause be so big, so grand, so wonderful that the negative has no power to withstand it. And it just atrophies, dries up, and goes away. We can always remember when we think of positive thinking, when we think of saying the truth about ourselves, it's like the discussion the sun and the wind have. The sun and the wind, each one, are a power. Each one could accomplish virtually anything they want to accomplish. If the sun shines on a flag, eventually the flag deteriorates. It was the wind beats at the flag. Eventually the flag deteriorates. And you see, you can have the same result You can have the same results of deterioration of a condition. But the sun is the gentle, warming aspect of life. It is the statement of truth about ourselves that brings about good results in our mind, body, and spirit. The pills that we take are usually dedicated to accomplish one goal, to accomplish a particular virus, a particular problem that they're solving. And that's good. That's good. Never think I'm denying these things in any way. All I'm saying is, when we live in a positive attitude, when we live in a healthy attitude, when we live in a healthy mind, we have a healthy body. When we live in a healthy world, we have a healthy body. Now you say, well, I know of some teachers and some metaphysicians who are exquisite in this, and they have a few problems now and then. Yes, isn't that true? Isn't that true? The closer you are to the understanding of these principles of truth, for you to violate them in just the slightest fashion, almost brings immediate results. And for you to think that you're not whole and perfect, there you go. You're bringing those results immediately. You say, well, why don't we just immediately then say, I'm whole and perfect? We do. But the damage is done. Now, we build that attitude of wholeness in us. The illness doesn't come just because of one statement. It comes because of a number of statements and attitudes that we have about ourselves. It comes because of a number of ways in which we have belittled ourselves and recognized that ourself is not as perfect as it can be. Yeah. That's what life's all about. That's what life's all about. And it makes it very, 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 very challenging for us to, at all times, be on top of it. At all times, we look at life, we look at the world, we look at circumstances, and we are untouched. That's the genius in us. If we look at life, look at circumstances, and let them touch us in any way, then they are our master. We have to take the pills through the whole bottle to have that be effective and clear out that virus. In our positive statements, we have to have that positive statement be so positive in us, so perfect in us, so pure in us, that nothing else can have any effect upon us. Nothing else can have any experience in our life except the positive attitude of liking ourselves and knowing that we live in our absolute ideal spirit, mind, and body. Yeah. Think about it. Think how many times you have allowed yourself to see negativity in the world. Can you instantly say all is in peace, all is in divine order? When you see negativity in yourself, do you say, uh-oh, or do you say, all is in divine order, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect? Do you immediately put the right cause in motion? If you have taken the pill of I am peace, all is in divine order, I like me, if you have made that so much your being, so much your personality, then whenever a difficult time might come along in the community or in the world or in your body, you instantly take charge and all is in order. All is in peace. All is in happiness. And then you are like the gentle sun and you radiate in your life all the beauty that you are. You don't have to be the blustery wind. You don't have to be the blustery wind telling everybody what you're doing and how you're speaking your word and how you're claiming the truth. Let your life be a living evidence of your thought, for it truly is. Our life is a perfect example of who we are inside. Yes, we may have experiences, and we leave them behind, and we come forth with new experiences. And what are these new experiences? Are these new experiences our inner peace, our inner wholeness, our inner oneness, our inner integrity? If they are, then we're doing it right. If they're not, we have a little work to do. And that work is a mental work. That work is thoughts are things, and we are putting a thought in motion for ourselves of the thing most precious to our heart. And that's our original purity and integrity. Join me in these positive attitudes about ourselves, and watch the miracles take place in your life, just as they are taking place in my life, every moment of my life. It's a wonderful thing. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.